Perhaps you've heard about the problems with the in Haiti with the earthquake, but there are continuing problems with just health care in general. And our guest today joining us will talk to you about what great physical therapists are doing to make a lot of lives better in Haiti. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
All right, well, I'm glad you tuned in for this episode of PT Talker. I've got a feel-good story today. Joining me is Dr. Greg Bennett. He's a physical therapist, owner of Excel Physical Therapy of Virginia. He's also an adjunct professor at Marymount University, 34 years as a physical therapist, and he is giving a significant amount of those 34 years working in Haiti. Welcome to PT Talker, Dr. Bennett.
Thank you, Jeff. It's my pleasure.
All right. Now, I've got to just let's start out here from the beginning. You are responsible for creating and building several, my understanding is several clinics in Haiti to help the people. Can you just tell us a little bit about how all that got started?
Yes, sir. About 10 years ago, I was approached by some friends in the medical field saying that they had been to Haiti and that there was no such thing as rehabilitation services, no physical therapy, no occupational therapy, and that quite often physical disabilities were viewed as a curse, often placed by a voodoo doctor, and therefore people with disabilities were often shunned from their society. And so we were asked to take a look and see if there's a way we could make a difference in people's lives by bringing the talents of a physical therapist and a long history of success to the nation that had none.
So now, how did you first get that connection? Was or who was actually wondering about trying to bring PT or rehab to Haiti?
Well, I'm based in Northern Virginia, and Fairfax Hospital is one of the larger hospitals in the area.
Sure.
And I worked for that healthcare system for a number of years in my career, and a number of the doctors and the head of Inova Health System actually are the first ones to invite me to go there.
I see.
Not only for rehabilitation, but in my old job, I was actually played a role in orthopedic surgery, and they didn't have those services as well. So
right.
It was sort of a logical combination of opportunity and expertise, I suppose.
Right, right. Okay, so that's awesome. So you have the opportunity to start thinking and about, and Haiti becomes part of, you know, gets on your radar, and you start going after the assets and resources. How did you get started? Did you just go down there for the first time to just check it out, or what were your steps?
The first trip was a week-long sort of introduction. I did do patient evaluations and assessments. And, you know, from the beginning, we knew that we had a tremendous opportunity to make a huge difference. One of the first patients I was presented with was a little girl whose given name was Lovely. Lovely had severe burns, again, in part because of inattention and other activities, was shunned because of those burns and left with a number of disfigurements. My first task was to address one life, one little need, and to try to get a surgeon that would help with some of the scar management, and try to get a brace company to help with some of the compression dressings, and try to get myself and others involved with reestablishing this gal's ability to lift her arms and bend her legs and do the normal things we all expect each day.
And can you tell us how that worked out?
You know, this is one of the great happy stories in my life. My first trip to see Lovely, she hated me. She screamed, and the things we did were not comfortable, and we taught her caregivers some techniques, and I've been able to go back approximately 2 to 3 times a year and sort of manage her care. And we've gone from screaming at the sight of me to running and jumping in my arms when I get to visit.
That's great. And, of course, running and jumping into your arms is the key term there.
You know, you captured it. That's right. She can run and she can jump.
That's great. So let's fast forward now. I know you're involved in several clinics. Can you give us kind of a rundown before we get specifically into pinion physical therapy, but how you see the work that has been done over the last 10 years? Are you seeing some progress? And there are obviously facilities. What's the state of the union right now?
As everyone knows, the earthquake really ramped things up exponentially. We had been going, as I said, for week-long stays and trying to teach basic skills to Haitian individuals to have ongoing therapeutic interventions, as well as doing surgeries and things like that with our teams. Mm-hmm. With the earthquake, though, the international awareness just went sky high, and I am so proud of our profession for responding with many others, prosthetics, manufacturers, and everyone else, to saying we can't just have people down there for a month and then everything goes back the way it was. So as a direct outcome of the earthquake, quite a number of more permanent facilities were established, and our organization is part of two, one in Jacmel, Haiti, with PT Development Company and Mr. Larry Benz, and another in Pinon, Haiti, which is up in the mountains, and your organization, Advantage Medical, and the Dreher Physical Therapy Organization, Craig Boslow and Luke Dreher, have just been instrumental in getting these facilities built and staffed, and we now operate permanent rehab centers in Haiti.
Yeah, and I might just mention that Larry Benz, Dr. Larry Benz, is a friend of the show. He's been on PT Talker, so you're in very good company. You and I both, I think, very highly of him, I think. And it's certainly Luke Dreher, which I hope to have on the show soon, is someone that has been instrumental in helping you get this pinion physical therapy project going. When I think about all the things that you took on in just getting this pinion physical therapy going, I can't imagine how overwhelming that must be. But tell our listeners, give them a kind of a sense on how you start a clinic in Haiti.
Well, it's been a learning curve, to say the least. As I said in the earlier, one goal is to leave skills behind. And Haiti as a nation does not have the profession of physical therapy. They do have a school in Port-au-Prince that trains aides in physical therapy. Mm-hmm. It's fairly rudimentary, but our goal was to expand upon their education and actually provide employment opportunities as well. So we wanted to have American-trained therapists, both as volunteers on short-term basis, but then also were able to hire a couple of expatriate Americans to actually go and live in Haiti for a while and help establish these institutions, and now employ quite a few Haitians that are supervised day-to-day by people with American credentials or credentials from other nations as well. We're blessed to have had people from Canada and United Kingdom and other places also come in.
So, and I may not have this right, but are there the people that are actually providing the treatment, are they constantly rotating in and out on some kind of a schedule coming from other countries, or are there some Haitians that actually stay there full-time and treat patients?
Both. We have employed Haitian staff, mm-hmm. which is really neat because unemployment in Haiti is astronomically high. So to provide some permanence and sustainability, not only to these folks as individual, but then also the level of care they provided has become quite excellent.
Yeah.
We also have volunteer teams, though, and one website that, if folks are interested, is called pthelpforhaiti.org. And if you have a clinician or a couple of clinicians that would like to rotate in, we can provide all the transportation and safe housing and transport, et cetera, within the country as well as from the United States to the country. And it's been an amazing opportunity for people to experience third world life and third world health care and improve upon the third world health care model.
Yeah, and I would think every time you get a new group of therapists that are coming in, you're getting fresh ideas and enthusiasm and all those good things that come with new people being involved in a project like this.
It really is amazing. People come with ideas. People come with sustainable methods for acquiring supplies, even a little bit of financial help, those kind of things. Larry Benz and I and others have set a goal of trying to find 100 clinics in the United States that would partner with us, providing $500 on an annual basis to help sustain these efforts. And the response, again, of our profession just astounds me. It is just incredible, the generosity of the people out there.
Good people out there, that's for sure. So what are, let's say that someone out there is listening, certainly, obviously, anyone could write a check, but are there some grassroots needs, some basic things that people could do if it didn't involve money and obviously just coming there to work? Are there other things that you need? Money the best way?
I always like personal investment and love for people to travel with us. I love them to bring their expertise and add it to what we have. So I prefer the personal involvement over the money, but it does take money to hire Haitian staff and retain them and provide those things. We don't want people to necessarily favor what we're doing over other things. There's needs in 100 different
sure.
directions. So both are very much needed.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the functionality of, you know, all the things that you've had to go through in order to just get, a piece of equipment into the clinic. I think that's kind of interesting.
Well, it is interesting. The way things work in Haiti are not at all like the United States. So the more basic the equipment, the better. Electricity is not a given there. We don't have electricity all the time. We don't have potable water in many instances. We use bottled water for drinking, et cetera. Getting equipment there, as you have experienced, and thanks to you, the generosity of your organization, can take weeks and months to just get past the customs, the shipping, and all of the other things that are required to get a facility set up.
That was the biggest shock to me, is that, Dr. Bennett mentioned, we helped get some equipment down there back in February, I believe, and it is still not, or some of it is still not in the clinic due to customs and the regulations and, I don't know what you call it, probably not red tape, it's probably a little bit different colored tape getting past some of the officials.
It's huge red tape. It's tough as duct tape to get things past the officials. What we have found for immediate supplies and what each therapy team that goes is we hand carry as much as we can.
Sure.
They generously allow our bags to pass without duties from the customs officials, and so we get simple things like TheraBand in and complicated things like surgical instruments that we literally hand carry.
Yeah, that's just great. I have to commend you. I think what you're doing is amazing. It is certainly an inspiration to all of us, and you get a round of applause from me for sure, but I'm sure all of our listeners are inspired by what you're doing, Dr. Bennett.
Well, I can only say that the pleasure is all mine. Sometimes, and this is an absolute case where we think we're doing something for someone else, and the blessings that I have received back personally far outweigh anything that I've been able to contribute.
Well, you are very, very humble and very generous, and I can say that because I've worked with Dr. Bennett now over the last few months, and I know he's a great man. And now, I know that you're always looking for help, so you gave a website. Is that the best way for people that might want to do something for them to make contact with you?
That is one way. The organization that I'm part of and blessed to serve as medical director is the Community Coalition for Haiti. Our website is cchaiti.org. And then also for those interested in volunteering as licensed professionals in any rehabilitation field, it's pthelpforhaiti.org. And I think we also have othelpforhaiti.org, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And then that first, and that was the first website you gave earlier.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Good. So we'll make sure I get all those on the blog then, so that there's no misunderstanding and that people can get to you if they want to. Certainly, feel free to send me an email if that's easier for you, to feedback@pttalker.com, and I'll be sure to direct any questions or anything to Dr. Bennett. Thank you very much for taking your time today to join us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you have been listening to Dr. Greg Bennett, who is the owner of Excel Physical Therapy of Virginia. But more importantly, he is the guy responsible for putting a clinic in Haiti, actually one of two, Pinion Physical Therapy, and the other one is that called Jacmel Physical Therapy?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, both in Haiti, doing great work, especially with all the problems caused by the recent earthquake. So want to hope everyone will remember Dr. Bennett as he does his good work and remember the good things that he is doing. And hopefully this episode of PT Talker will help you to be inspired and possibly treat someone and help them to get better today. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now, and thanks for listening to PT Talker.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.